Happy Mother's Day. And I'm so glad that Linda shared this morning that women have the wisdom, because at the end of my sermon, I was going to ask if any of you women would like anything to share about your mothers, or any daughters that would like to share about their mothers or grandmothers, or so any wisdom that you want to partake in sharing, or even funny stories, we'll take those too.
I had a wonderful mother.
What was your mother's name?
Mary Ellen.
Let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the bright sunshine that you've given us this day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for mothers, and we thank you for their love and their compassion that they share with us. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are and the love and compassion that you also share as an example to us. Heavenly Father, we ask for blessings upon this day. In your name we pray, amen. Well, did anybody see the fancy lights in the sky, either last night or the night before? I seen pictures of it, but... Matt did?
Yes.
Which night did you see?
Last night.
We tried. We attempted. We think we've seen a little bit, but I was ready to go to bed, but my wife was pretty excited about staying up for a little bit and seeing it. And then she woke up early this morning, went out to take another look. And so I told her, if I can't see it with my naked eye, I don't consider that I've seen it. But through the camera, you could see a little bit what your eye can't see. So. But I think we still have that on our list someday to maybe go up north and see him better. But yeah, I was ready for sleep. But we enjoyed our time together to check it out. So if we drove past your house, you seen a slow-moving vehicle driving. We were trying to look for a better view because we have a lot of trees around our house and can't see. So we went around the block and see if we could see a little bit better. Well, this morning I wrote God, and underneath it I put male and female underneath God. And it's funny, when you hear our society today talk about there's no differences in men and women, as a country boy I really have to chuckle about that. Because just being around the farm, being around animals, I know that's not true. There is quite a difference between male and female. I don't know if any of you have ever raised any chickens. If you have a flock of hens running around your yard, you just walk right through them, do whatever you want. But if you have one jerk rooster, and we have that jerk rooster, he can be 50 feet away, maybe 100 feet away, and if he sees a little bit of a commotion, he's coming over to check it out. And if you're not watching him, he starts flogging the back of your leg. And he's got Tammy more than once, and he's got me more than once, but he's just a jerk. But the hens... The hens are nice. You can go pick them up, you can hold them, and they're nice as can be. But I know some of you have cattle. And I'm sure if you go out into your pasture with a pasture full of cows, you're probably all right. But if there's a bull out there, your head's on a swivel, and you probably don't even want to go in that pen. Now, Tammy's parents had dairy cattle, and they used to have a cleanup bull that they had around. And she said once in a while they'd have a nice one, but more than not, they didn't have a nice one. Same thing with sheep. We have ewes that are just sweet as can be. But sometimes you have a ram, and you don't want to go in that pen at all because they're aggressive. Now, years ago, we were taking care of Proud's animals, and Ray had a male in the back barn, and the females were up in the front, and he said, don't go in the pen with that guy. Feed him over the fence, but don't go in there. Because he'll get you. He's really aggressive. So for us farm community, we understand there's a difference between male and female. They're not the same. Sometimes you can get a gentle male that's nice, and we've had some rams that were really nice and nice as could be. But we've had rams that were real jerks too. I think of one time when Amber was feeding the sheep, and she walked up to the fence, and she pulled out a little red wagon with hay, and she grabbed that hay and she threw it over that fence. Well, that ram came up and knocked into her through the fence. She stepped backwards, hit that wagon, and fell right over backwards. And she was mad. She said, "Dad, I don't care what you do, but he needs to be gone." But she was fired up. But so there is a difference in us country folks. We understand with the animal kingdom, there is a difference. And God created them that way. He created them for a reason to be different. He created the male rooster to protect his flock. Now, a little bit switch changes when we see the hen have a flock of chickens. If she's got a little chicks following her around under her wings, she can get a little mean, get a little testy when you go up there with those little chickens. Same thing, I see the beef cattle. I see videos of people trying to go tag an ear or try to vaccinate when you got kind of a squirrely cow out in the pasture, and she's not too friendly. I've seen on those videos of somebody coming up and grabbing that baby and trying to ear tag it or vaccinate it. So she can be a little aggressive and protective of her young. So we see that with the sheep, and we see that in the animal world too, that the mothers can be very protective of their young. But God created them that way. God created them to protect their offspring, to protect their young, even though they're normally docile. And we know that it's good. If you turn with me into Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I'm reading on the NIV, and it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the sky and over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' Then God said, 'I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and the birds of the sky and all the creatures that I move along the ground, everything that has breath and life in it, I give every green plant for food.' And it was so. God saw that all that he had made, and it was good. And there was evening, there was morning, the sixth day." So God created male and female and said it was good. So when we see the traits and the characteristics that men have and that women have, God said that was good. It was good that they were different. And we know that God created us different to complement each other. So there's traits that I have and traits that my wife had that complement each other. There's some of our traits overlap, but there's things that are different in us. When this past week, I've caught some videos of the men that created America with series, and it was like a History Channel. And it talked about the 1800s of the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers and the different industries that they had. And I thought, boy, that seems similar to today. A lot of times you see men are trying to increase their territory or increase their influence. Maybe not so much women when you think along the lines of business, of having the ambitions and want to increase their business or increase their territory. But the men in the 1800s that these videos portrayed were the dominant ones in their field, the railroad industry, the oil industry, the steel industry. And so it was kind of neat to hear how they did it and how they were driven to succeed in their areas. But we see that today, that a lot of times men are outward focused, expanding their territory. And a lot of times you think of the women are more inward focused as far as their family, protecting their family, that type of focus. But again, some of those characteristics overlap, and sometimes the women are driven to do the same thing that men are, to succeed in business or expand their territory in that way. But God said it was good. He did that for a reason. He did that for a purpose. I listened to a talk one time with Jordan Peterson, and he was talking about the differences of men and women. And he said, men and women are more alike than they are different. But when you get to the outliers, to the extremes, that's where you really see the, I guess, exaggeration of the differences in the characteristics. He said, for example, 98% of the people in prison population are men. And he said, why is that? Because when you get to the extremes, more men are aggressive and have some of those traits that they're not controlling that can turn negative. And he said, when you look at nursing and teaching, most of them are women. And he said, because they're more caring and more loving and have more compassion than the average man. So he said, when you go to the extremes, you'll see the vast amount of differences. But in the middle, we're more alike than we are different. And God said that was good. He created that for a reason. The liberal society today will say that because it's the pressures that we put on society that create those differences. That's the reason men are the steel workers and bricklayers and the welders and women are not, is because society oppresses them. But Jordan Peterson said when you study the Scandinavian countries, which have the strictest laws against discrimination, and they're the most open to integrate men and women and have quotas even to have women fulfill roles that men are fulfilling, he said you see the most differences in those countries. That women still choose to do the caring, compassion type fields, and the men are more into the welding, the engineering, because God made us different, and it's good. God said it was good to be different. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. As a mother confronts her child, so I will, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. We're going to look at a few scripture verses about God and what God says in relation to women. And like I said, at the top of my page, I put God, and I had male and female under there. And we know God is neither male nor female. He's a spirit. But he created mankind to be in his image. Some of the qualities that he has, he's given to men. Some of the qualities that he has, he's given to women. And as we read through scripture verses, we can see there's some areas that are more portraying of women, that the characteristics that God have, and some are more portraying to men that God has. And God said that was good that we are different, but we are in his image. And as a married couple, when we come together and become one flesh, I think we complement and show the bigger picture of what God is like. His loving kindness and his strength. Turn with me to Isaiah 49:15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Scott is bringing that up as an example that clearly a woman doesn't forget a child that she had, the one that she nurtured and loved and had compassion on, that she won't forget. And so God's pointing out that's like his characteristics. He will not forget his children. He will not forget those that he loved, that he see grow and develop. That God has that loving compassion, the gift that he has given women, that love and compassion. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. In a desert land he found him. In a barren and howling waste, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. The Lord alone led him, and no God was with him. So God talks about himself as protecting his young. I seen a video of an eagle, a bald eagle. They had a camera on the nest, and there was a severe storm in, and the mother just stood there the whole time in the storm with her wings out, shielding her young as she was getting pelted by the storm. Where the father went, I have no idea, but he was not there. But she was protecting her young with her life, shielding them, protecting them for the weather. God refers to himself as that loving and compassion, the protecting of his young. Turn with me to Luke chapter 15. This is the parable of the lost coin, chapter 15, verse 8. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and rejoices, or says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. Again, we see the example of God rejoicing like we would. Luke says of a woman that lost a coin would rejoice when she found something that's lost. God is also the same way. He rejoices when a lost is found. And there's rejoicing in heaven when the lost is found. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 22. Psalms 22, verse 9. Yet you brought me out of the womb, you made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. When I read of that verse, I think of mothers. When the baby's born, the mother loves and cares for that child and does everything it can to protect the child. A lot of times from themselves. And from what harm they can be. And God's the same way. Since birth, he has loved us. He has cared for us just like a mother has. That he has loved us and known us since we were in the womb. Turn to Hosea chapter 13. Hosea chapter 13, verse 8. Like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open. Like a lion, I will devour them. A wild animal will tear them apart. So there we see God's protection. What lengths he would go to protect. Like a bear cub robbed of her cubs. I've been told that's probably one of the scariest things to do is walk upon a bear when she has cubs. When we were in Alaska, we seen a lot of bear in Denali, and we seen bear cubs with the mom. We seen a lot of hikers walking, and we were in a bus, and you would see the hikers on one side of a mountain, and you'd see around the other side there would be a mama with her cubs. And we were a little concerned for them because we know that could not turn out well. There was also a bear with some cubs real close to the road, and bikers were going, and the DNR were stopping them and telling them they couldn't ride in that area because there was a mom with cubs really near the road. So they would have to load up on the bus to go past that area to get out because they knew that the mama would be really protective of the cubs. Our last verse will be Luke chapter 13, verse 34. Luke 13, verse 34. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We also see here again that God's protection and that he has the desire to gather us, gather the lost back to him, and keep us close to him with his protection. God said it was good that we were different, and God said it was good that we were male and that we were female and that we complement each other. So no matter what you hear in the society today and the nonsense that we hear, I think, daily, the devil has clouded their judgment and clouded the lost views to say that men and women are the same when we know that they're not, that God created us for a reason. He created us to be different. And it is good. Anybody has any stories they'd like to share or any uplifting words they'd like to say? I have one about Georgia I'd like to share about Tammy's mom. At an early age, Georgia found out that Grandma Berryhill keeps cookies in her freezer. When she has extra cookies, she puts them on a tray on top. And so I think as a two-year-old, you would hear the step stool getting drug over in the other room. Then you hear that freezer door drop shut, and she'd come walking back in with a cookie because Grandma had cookies in there. So I think one time she called her the cookie grandma. But Tammy's mom, that's one of her gifts, is she loves to feed people. She loves to have people around the table and to share, and she loves to have a pie or have a cookie for anybody that comes over. She likes to give them a treat. So Tammy was probably going to share, but I stole hers.
I already
tried. Oh. Anybody else have a? Yeah.
I don't know how this happened, but you're speaking on the very topics that I was thinking in 3 hours of this morning.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, can I thank everybody for their
your prayers for me during my sickness last night. I really appreciate it.
I had a wonderful mother who made wonderful sugar cookies.
Miss Brenda makes wonderful sugar cookies.
I just want to thank all the mother hearts in here that are before me and behind me, and I can be alongside and be inspired by and have helped me.
My grandmother, my mom's mom, she passed away 11 years ago when she was 89, but she would have been 100 this year. But when we would always visit her, she lived on Jimerson Lake, she'd always remember all the grandkids, all the great-grandkids, and she would know something about them. She was interested in what was going on in their lives. And even though we might not have seen her for a few months, she had talked to my mom, and she knew what was going on in our lives, and so she would bring it up when we were there asking questions. So she had interest, even though there were, gosh, I don't know how many kids, grandkids there were, in the 30s, I believe. But she knew something about everybody, even though it's been a while since she's seen them, and she would have interest in their lives. And that was always felt me, made me feel special when I went, and then she asked me questions and wanted to talk about what was going on in my life. Wonderful.
My mom's mom was born in Arkansas, and she lived on a plantation. She was a cotton picker, and she lived a pretty rough life growing up. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to share? Before the iPhone calendar, Tammy was the one that remembered everybody's birthdays and anniversaries, and but now I could plug it into a calendar, I can remember. And when we back before the cell phone, she would always remember phone numbers. Tammy always could remember anybody's phone number. She probably still remembers some of the phone numbers, but I would say a name, she's like, here's their number. She just remembered their number. All right, if there's nobody else, I'm going to close this in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the differences of men and women, and we celebrate those today. Heavenly Father, we know that you said it is good that men and women are different, and you created us in your image. And Heavenly Father, that with men and women combined in one flesh through marriage, we see a clearer picture of you. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your compassion. We thank you for your boldness and your strength. And Heavenly Father, we hold on to you as our Savior. And Heavenly Father, we just lift up those that don't know you and don't have that relationship with you. We know the devil has clouded the minds and the eyes of those of this world. We can see it on a daily basis. Heavenly Father, we hang on to the truth that is you. Heavenly Father, help us to have the boldness to speak to our neighbor. Help us to have the compassion to love them when they're hurting and to help point them to you. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for the mothers that are here today. Lord, I thank you for the daughters that are growing up. Heavenly Father, I pray that your hand will be upon them to continue to guide the families and to love you and to show your love, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our grandparents and the lost, the loved ones that are gone to be with you before us. Heavenly Father, we celebrate them today, and we thank you for the generations of love and compassion that you shared through women. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory and honor today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.